This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Good evening. I'm Juliette Frumhold. I'm your host from now until 11 o'clock. We have all kinds of good stuff for you this evening. We'll be doing a tribute a little later on in the show to the late Jason Molina. I know that his music meant a lot to me and to a lot of you, so we'll be spinning some songs from his various projects, Songs Ohio, Magnolia Electric Company, and some of his solo material as well. We've also got your chance to win tickets to Canal Street Tavern, but more on that later. First, we are going to treat you to some live music from a really great band. They have a CD out called Curio, and we'll hear a track from that later and get to know them. But first, I'm going to hand things over to the WYSO Performance Space for some live music from To No End.
From ordinary, you finally see the truth. You never had a reason, let alone a good excuse. You need a drop of water or a fire in your eyes, but they don't make enough medicine for all the problems in your life. It's always something different, it's always something new. And if it wasn't one thing long, well, you could bet it'd be too. You think that you've been cured after all that you've been through, but why's there always something going wrong with you? You had somebody tell you all that you must have. Gotta get the latest fashion before they all go bad. You look into the mirror and tell me what you see. They invent all of our problems just so they can set us free. You think that you've been cured after all that you've been through, but why's there always something going wrong with you? Always something going wrong. Let me hear you say.
to no end live in the WYSO studios. We're going to be back to chat with them here in just a moment and hear a track from their album. And we'll have more live music from them. Stick around. This is Kaleidoscope on WYSO.
Hi, Nikki Dakota here, host of Excursions, weekday mornings on WYSO. Music is a staple of the soul, an invitation to ponder a new perspective, to sing along, to play along, dance along, and to be reminded we're not alone. Excursions is music from all eras and all corners. Heart, soul, and mind, music bridges the chapters of our lives. Weekdays from 10 to 1. Join me. I love WYSO.
This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Frumholt, and just a moment ago we heard some fabulous live music from To No End. They're here in the studio. Welcome, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Very happy to have you all here. Why don't we start off, tell me a little bit about how the four of you got started playing together.
That's a good question. Now, all of us grew up together. We're all from Madison Township out near Germantown. And we've all played together in some form for a long time, but
more sporadically. Though.
Yeah, with different groups and stuff. But we're all here now doing this. Yeah. So
what was the impetus to getting this project together? You know, from all different groups and you know playing together off and on and sort of knowing each other. What got you guys together to say, hey, this is our band and this is what we're doing?
That would be me, Nick. I've been playing around. I play in my dad's band, which is a blues band, and we gig out fairly regularly. And I just kind of wanted to do my own thing and do something a little more hard rock. And so, you know, I called these guys up, and they were game.
What was it like going from playing, you know, with a blues band to doing a more hard rock project? Was it a big, you know, sort of shift in writing or in playing style, or did it kind of just come together when you got these guys in the same room and started playing together?
No, we're all really familiar with that style of music. Eli plays in a blues band himself called Sneaky Neighbor. He also plays in another metal band called My Name in Vain. And we're all pretty diverse in the styles that we play. So what you're going to hear us play tonight, you're going to hear us play a bluesier number later. And we've played like a pop rock song and kind of a darker, hard rock song. So we kind of experiment and do all kinds of different things.
Nick's the project manager. We're the union workers. Yeah. We're more of the union workers.
Yeah. You've got kind of the system established here, huh?
It works that way, though.
So Nick, are you taking the lead on writing, or is it a pretty collaborative process? How does your songwriting work?
So far, it's been all me. I don't know if it'll always be that way, but it kind of started out. I was playing out with a bunch of guys trying to, you know, come up with who was going to play on this album because I had this idea for a project. And, these guys are really familiar with the styles that I wanted to do. And what I would do is just kind of score out all the parts, bass, drums, guitars, and just create little demo scratch tracks, play them back, and, you know, kind of go from there. And everybody would learn the parts and then just kind of make them their own. But that's where how it would start and how we kind of did pre-production on the album.
What was it like then going into the studio to work on the album? Did the songs stay pretty faithful to the way that they started out, or was there kind of an evolution over the studio process?
They changed a little bit. We didn't have like the luxury of a lot of time, so we just kind of stuck to the way we played them and the way we rehearsed them. That's the whole point of, you know, doing pre-production, is just so everybody's prepared when they go in there and just, and knock it out, and hopefully don't spend a whole lot of time messing around with it.
Now, as far as influences go, the ones that you mentioned, I could definitely hear in your music. You know, I can hear blues and a little bit of metal in there as well, and kind of more of a traditional pop rock sound. Where do you guys come from musically, as far as what you're listening to, and what do you feel like your influences are as far as your playing in this band?
My influences are actually kind of all over the place. The music I listen to doesn't sound like anything like what I play for whatever reason that is. I listen to a lot of Steve Earle and Lucinda Williams and Tom Waits. And I guess if you listen closely, you'll hear a little bit of that.
I can see that a little bit. I can kind of hear, yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, so those are the artists I listen to when I just want to chill out. But obviously, we like to have fun and keep things a little bit more upbeat than that.
You can tell Grant's got the delay going on. You come from a little bit more of a progressive background.
Definitely. Jimi Hendrix was the reason I picked up a guitar. Because Pink Floyd, Mars Volta. Get the space and everything, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Let it air out a little bit. For sure, yeah.
Definitely. Well, I want to play a track from the album. Do you guys want to give it any sort of introduction? We're going to hear Ought to Be a Law.
Sure. Yeah, this song, it's probably a good example of, it's based on a traditional blues progression, but it's a lot more hard rock than a traditional blues song.
Well, let's take a listen to that one right now, and we'll be back to talk more and hear some more live music from To No End. This is Kaleidoscope on YSO.
Nothing that you hear and only half what you see, but everything that you've been told is everything you believe. Never thought I'd see the day or hear the words you said. If you can't pretend to lead, you can't pretend to be led. Now I never wanted nothing but the thing that you lack. If you ever call a break, you probably throw it back. Your life is filled with needs and your life is filled with dreams. You want a piece of a pie, but you can't have it all. When things don't go your way, you say there ought to be a law. About the right gone wrong, then you come to find it's never right or wrong. And with something you could do about the things that you saw, if it was something you could do, you'd do nothing at all. And you never seem to worry what the future might hold. Just keep on living in the lie you've been told. And all in good time, no, the clock won't unwind. You put your into the ground and your back to the wall. When things don't go your way, you say they ought to be a law. Well, nothing that you hear and only half what you see. You've been told is everything you believe. Never thought I'd see the day or hear the words you said. If you can't pretend to lead, you can't pretend to be led. Now I never wanted nothing but the thing that you lack. If you ever caught a break, you probably throw it back. Now your life is filled with needs and your life is filled with dreams. You want a piece of the pie, but you can't have it all. If you want to rely, but you cannot fall. If you want, you say there ought to be a law.
Music from To No End. Their new album is called Curio, and we've got the band here in the studio. Welcome back, everybody.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Now, if people want to get their hands on this album, how can they go about doing that?
Take your pick. You can go to iTunes, you can go to Amazon, you can go to Google Play, you can go to CD Baby.
So you got all the bases covered there.
Wherever you shop for music.
I like it. Now, you guys have something kind of big happening tomorrow, a music video that's going to be released. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so a buddy of mine that I grew up with is working out at a video studio. They do all kinds of cool video work, and
another Madison guy,
and he asked me to do a music video. His name's Josh Roush, and I said sure. I went out there and we We hired actors, and we even got Jason Mewes, who is Jay from Jay and Silent Bob.
Very cool.
To be in the video, which is super awesome. And tomorrow's the big debut. It's actually going to debut on Kevin Smith's YouTube channel, which is Silent Bob. So we're hoping for big things to come from that.
That is very cool. So you're going to probably have a whole, you know, as of tomorrow, there's going to be a whole new set of eyes and ears on your music once this hits Kevin Smith's YouTube channel.
That's the hope.
Yeah. What was that whole experience like of doing the video shoot? I know that I've talked to a couple of bands that have done video shoots, and some of them say, oh, it was awesome, and it felt really natural. And some said it was really crazy. You know, it was a very different experience than they were used to. What did you guys think of it?
Well, it was just me that went out there. I had actually a little stunt band kind of help me out with it, so...
stunt doubles.
Yes.
We read about it on the posts from Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But it wasn't unnatural. All those guys out there are super cool. The production company that produced this is called Absolute Value Pictures, and they did a wonderful job, and they pulled pretty much every string they possibly could to make this happen, getting some big name actors and actually, you know, casting different roles and stuff like that for the story and the video. So I can't thank them enough.
That's very cool. Now, moving forward, you've got the video release. The album is out now. What are you looking at for summer plans and into the fall? Are you going to try to get out on the road or do more recording? What's it looking like?
We're probably going to start doing some live gigs. We've kind of had to reassemble a little bit after, you know, the album came out. But we've been rehearsing and practicing, and I think you'll see us start getting around locally here in Dayton and the Cincinnati area.
Very cool. Very cool. And are you guys, are you writing more material now? Are you looking ahead to a follow-up to Curio, or are you going to kind of ride with this one for a while and go from there?
Yeah, we've got a backlog of material that we yeah. we have at our disposal. The nice thing about recording Curio is we probably went through pre-production on about 20, 24 songs, something like that. So we actually did two albums worth of pre-production, and we actually recorded, I don't know, a handful or so that didn't make the album. So we'll either redo those or resurrect them. And then there's also, we're constantly writing and coming up with new stuff, so lots of things planned for the future.
He's been writing since high school, so.
Yeah, I've got
a lot of beans on the back burner.
I've got 15 years worth of songs just waiting to be heard.
Nice. What I always like to ask for you as a writer, what comes first? Music, lyrics, combination of both?
People don't like to hear that lyrics come second, but usually I just mumble out a melody. And it becomes words.
I don't think people don't like to hear that. I'm increasingly
musicians don't
surprised.
Mind to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's strange because that's how I start. They're really organic. I have a melody and then the meaning or whatever gets applied later. I think it was Tom Waits that said the songs are like ice cube trays, you just fill them and the lyrics come in after the fact, so
I think I've been surprised, actually, how many musicians say that exact same thing. Yeah. Whereas, like, I come from more of a writing background, so I just assume, like, oh, the lyrics must come first. But, yeah, it doesn't seem to be that way.
The lyrics don't mean anything.
Yeah. You hear all the emotion in the words. We hear all the emotion in the music.
Right. Exactly. Well, is there anything else big on the horizon that people ought to keep their eyes or ears to, or is the video kind of the next big?
Yeah, that's the next big thing. I mean, obviously, we encourage everybody to follow us on Twitter and Facebook and check us out on our website, tonoin.com, and we'll keep you up to date on everything there.
Very cool. Very cool. And we've got those links up on our Facebook page. We're facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Go there, connect with us, connect with them. All of the info you need. And we'll post a link up to Kevin Smith's YouTube channel so you can be ready to pounce on that at 10:30 tomorrow. Well, guys, why don't we get ready to hear some more live music? What you think?
Sounds good.
All righty. We're going to take a quick break so these guys can get ready, get set, get their instruments on. And we'll be back to hear some more live music from To No End. This is Kaleidoscope on WISO.
Last year was the hottest year on record in the U.S. On the next Fresh Air, we talk with Justin Gillis about his New York Times series Temperature Rising, which examines the latest research on climate change. He says mainstream scientists
don't know how bad it's going to get and how fast it's going to get that way, which might be the ultimate question.
Join us.
Tomorrow afternoon at 3 on your public radio station, 91.3 WYSO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We've been chatting with To No End. They've got an album out called Curio, and tomorrow they're going to have a music video that is going to be hitting the web at 10:30 on Kevin Smith's YouTube channel. We're going to post a link to that on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. But before you go check all that out, let's hear some more live music.
Haven't got
The name of that song was Got the Fire Started. And we're going to play another one for you, but we need just a moment here to tune up. And the name of this song is called Tune Down to Drop D. Now, this next one we're going to play is called Never You Mind.
Yeah.
to no end. Live in the WYSO studios, their album is called Curio. We've got links to their website and their social media on our Facebook page. We're facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. And we've got a link up to Kevin Smith's YouTube channel, where To No End's music video will premiere tomorrow morning. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you. Had a great time.
To No End, check them out. We've got all their info on our Facebook page. Right now, here's music from the Corin Tucker Band. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO.